Welcome. I'm Dr. Shauna Shapiro, and thank you so much for joining us today. We have people joining from Madrid and California, Dubai, London, Boston, Milan, Bucharest, and many other places. Omnis is a global movement to connect people in a new way and use the power of the mind to heal the world and humanity. We believe that when a large number of people focus positive intention, a measurable shift occurs on a global scale. We use this power for peace, for love, and support, especially in these challenging times where people are worried and physically separated. We stand together and connect on a higher level in real time to experience togetherness. I just learned that Omnis in Latin means everyone together. So beautiful. I'm so delighted to be here with all of you. So let's begin by allowing your eyes to close if that feels comfortable, or you can just look down at the floor in front of you. And just take a moment to settle into the body. So softening any areas of tension, maybe relaxing your jaw, softening your eyes, your forehead, your temples. And just finding a posture for the next 15 minutes or so that feels comfortable, yet alert and dignified. Recognizing that we're engaging in this intentional practice together, this intentional practice of healing. And so begin by arriving in your body. I always find it helpful to just wiggle my toes a little bit and feel my feet. Feel your ankles and your calves and shins. Feel your knees and thighs. And if your mind wanders off, you just bring it back. You begin again. There's no judgment, no shame. We begin again over and over. So coming up into the thighs and the hips, feel your buttocks and the whole pelvic floor. And then drawing your awareness up the tailbone and spine. You can feel your spine straighten. Let your awareness spread out over the shoulder blades and shoulders, and just soften the shoulders. Again, all we're doing right now is arriving in our body. Let your awareness pour down both arms into the palms of the hands. And pause here for a moment, feeling the palms of the hands, feeling any energy or pulse. Maybe putting one finger on your wrist just to feel your pulse, feel your own aliveness. And as you're sensing this heartbeat moving through your body, perhaps reflecting on the fact that this same pulse, this same heartbeat is moving through all of our bodies. Everyone tuning in here through so many different countries, so many different spaces and times. We all share this universal heartbeat. And as you're ready, just shifting your awareness into your belly, soften the belly. So important for us to down-regulate the nervous system, to really come back to a place of center in these challenging times. So let the belly rest and just begin to feel the breath moving in the belly. As you inhale, the belly rises and fills with air. As you exhale, releasing and letting go, oxygenating the body with each in-breath, releasing any stress or tension with each out-breath, and feel how the breath knows exactly what to do, letting the breath breathe itself. Continuing up into the chest, Maybe feel the movement of the breath in the whole torso, rising with each inhale, falling with each exhale. Feel how the breath is taking care of you. And then as you're ready, coming to your heart center and just placing one hand on the heart. And I want you to see if you can feel your heartbeat. The heart is sending oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body right now. The heart knows exactly what to do to take care of you. So see if you can receive this care, receive this nourishment. Heart beating, breath breathing. You can rest. In this moment, we're okay. The body is taking care of us. And you can leave your hand there, put it back in your lap, and just continue up into the throat and then up into your face. And again, just soften the jaw. Maybe let there be a gentle smile on your mouth. When we smile, it signals to the nervous system that we're safe, that it's okay. So letting there be a gentle smile, even if it feels a little silly, maybe even letting that smile crinkle up into the eyes. And feeling the forehead and the ears and the sides and back and top of the head. And then just get a sense of the whole body resting here. See if you can feel the back body, maybe leaning your awareness a little bit back and down. So often we're leaning into the future. So letting your awareness be back and down, fully grounded in the body. Letting the breath nourish you. And then opening to however you're feeling. All of us have felt the resonance of these times in our hearts and our nervous systems. So allow yourself to feel whatever emotions are here, creating this kind, open, curious space. Simply creating space. And you might notice maybe there's a tightening in the throat or a heaviness in the chest. We're creating space for these emotions so they can rise up and dissolve. Emotions only last 30 to 90 seconds if we don't feed them with our thoughts. So it's so important to just feel the bare sensation of the body, let it rise and pass. And maybe you're feeling positive emotions, feeling grateful that we're here together meditating. Grateful for this wisdom and these teachings. If you're feeling that, create space for that, that sense of gratitude and connection. And maybe pausing for a moment here and reflecting on one person that you're grateful for, someone who's shown you kindness, support. I've been so touched by how people have been rising to these challenges, the acts of kindness and generosity. So bringing that into your awareness, one person that you feel grateful for, and just silently sending them your gratitude, your appreciation. Thank you. Notice how that feels in the body. Notice if your smile is still on your mouth. And then just reflecting on all the other people who are here listening and practicing with you, and just begin to send this gratitude and these well wishes out to each person. Wishing May you be peaceful and happy. May you be healthy and safe. May you be filled with loving kindness. And just sending that out. And with each in-breath, perhaps breathing that in, receiving the good wishes of everyone else. Breathing in this loving kindness. And then breathing it out, feeling how deeply connected we are. We are all in this together. None of us is separate. It's an impossibility. We are deeply interdependent with each other and with this earth. And taking another breath in and out. And one more time, just placing your hand on your heart. And I want you to see if you can bring some of this kindness, some of this care to your own being. I've noticed for myself a lot of fear and a lot of grief. And to really take a moment to offer yourself kindness. Sweetheart, this is hard. I'm here. To treat yourself as if you were treating your own dear friend who was scared or suffering. To bring yourself that kindness. And then to recognize that you're not alone, that all of us are feeling scared. And so begin sending out this compassion to everyone who's afraid right now, everyone who's uncertain or overwhelmed. Sending out your loving kindness, your strength, your courage. Again, recognizing that we're all in this together. And when you're ready, you can put your hand back in your lap. And just taking a moment to let the benefits of this practice seep into your cells. Seep into your being. Just like after a nourishing meal, you spend time digesting, receiving the nutrients. So taking a moment to just acknowledge the wholesomeness of practicing in this way, of dedicating your attention, which is really our most valuable resource. And reflecting on one gold nugget is what I call them, one insight, one thing you want to take with you. Be kind to yourself. It could be that we're all in this together, whatever it is for you. As you're ready, taking another breath in and out, and you can let some light come back in through the eyes. Stretch your arms above your head and just taking a moment to move in any way that feels comfortable. Good. So I just want to thank you so much for joining us. We have a session every day at this time. And I really want to encourage you to spread the word. This is all word of mouth. Done completely non-for-profit to support each other. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can reach out at hello@omnes.live. That's hello@omnes.live. And again, I'm Dr. Shauna Shapiro, and I would love to hear from you if you have any questions or feedback. You can reach me at drshaunashapiro.com. That's SHAUNASHAPIRO, or on Instagram at Dr. Shauna Shapiro. Thank you so much for joining us, and may this be of benefit.